Hey guys, the word for today is surprise. Surprise 是两个音节的单字 surprise, surprise. Surprise 是动词，中文翻译成使惊讶，其现在分词为 surprising, 三单现在式为 surprises, 过去式为 surprised, 过去分词也是 surprised.
Janet doesn't know Jacob is going to propose. Seeing Jacob coming with the ring will surprise her.
珍娜不知道雅各要求婚，看到雅各带着戒指进来会让她大吃一惊。
Janet doesn't know.
珍娜不知道。
Jacob is going to propose.
雅各要求婚。动词后接名词子句，表达珍娜不知道的事情。
Janet doesn't know Jacob is going to propose.
珍娜不知道雅各要求婚。
Seeing Jacob coming,
看到雅各进来。
With the ring,
带着戒指。这里使用动名词 seeing, 把 see 这个动作转化为事件。
Seeing Jacob coming with the ring,
看到雅各带着戒指进来。
Will surprise her,
会让她大吃一惊。Surprise 使某人惊讶，作为动词使用，就是把惊讶这个情绪带给后方的受词。
Janet doesn't know Jacob is going to propose. Seeing Jacob coming with the ring will surprise her.
珍娜不知道雅各要求婚，看到雅各带着戒指进来，会让她大吃一惊。
Surprise 是可数名词，中文翻译成惊喜。它的复数形式 surprises.
The findings of this study are surely a surprise. 这项研究的结果肯定是一个惊喜。
The findings, 发现结果
of this study, 这个研究的介系词 of 表达属性和相关性。
The findings of this study,
这项研究的结果
are surely,
肯定是
A surprise,
一个惊喜。名词的 surprise 表达没有预想到的事。
The findings of this study are surely a surprise.
这项研究的结果肯定是一个惊喜。
In surprise, Robert cried out and started to run as fast as he could.
罗伯特惊讶地大叫，并且迈开脚步快跑。
In surprise, 惊讶。Robert cried out,
罗伯特大叫
and started to run,
并且迈开脚步奔跑
as fast as he could,
尽力尽快
In surprise, Robert cried out and started to run as fast as he could.
罗伯特惊讶地大叫并且迈开脚步快跑
Oliver is not a big fan of surprise parties. Let's think of another way to celebrate his birthday.
奥利弗不是惊喜派对的忠实粉丝。让我们想想另外一种庆祝他生日的方法吧。
Surprise party.
惊喜派对。
A big fan of something.
某事物的忠实粉丝。用来表达喜欢或不喜欢某一件事情。
Oliver is not a big fan of surprise parties.
奥利弗不是惊喜派对的忠实粉丝，意思是他不喜欢惊喜派对。
Let's think of another way.
让我们想一想另一种方式
to celebrate his birthday,
来庆祝他的生日。
Oliver is not a big fan of surprise parties.Let's think of another way to celebrate his birthday.
奥利弗不喜欢惊喜派对，让我们想想另一种庆祝他生日的方法吧。
Now it's time to practice English. Are you a fan of surprise parties?
练习英文的时间到咯，试着用英文表达你的看法。你喜欢惊喜派对吗？
Are you a fan of surprise parties?
Hey guys, the word for today is envelope. Envelope 是三个音节的单字。Envelope. Envelope. Envelope.
Envelope 是可数名词，中文翻译成信封，其复数形为 envelopes。Joseph put these pictures along with a letter into an envelope. 乔瑟夫将这些图片与一封信一起放入信封内。An envelope, 一个信封。An envelope, envelope 是母音开头的单字，所以搭配 an envelope, 一个信封。Joseph put these pictures, 乔瑟夫将这些图片 along with the letter,跟一封信 into an envelope 放入信封内。 Joseph put these pictures along with the letter into an envelope. Let's push the envelope and try things that no one's ever done before.
让我们挑战极限，尝试以前没有做过的事。
Push the envelope 挑战极限，从字面上理解可能会以为这个惯用语来自在谈判桌上双方对协议内容讨价还价，装在信封里的协议被推来推去，才会有 push the envelope 这个惯用语的产生。
Wrong， 不是这样的。 Push the envelope 最早是航空界的用语。
The envelope 是指飞机在飞行当中各样的参数设定。Push the envelope 则是指飞行员在试飞的时候尝试不同的设定来和原本的设计做比较，这样子 push the envelope 就有尝试新事物大胆冒险的语义，毕竟这些飞行员是拿命在 push the envelope 挑战极限。
Now it's time to practice English. Do you know how to address an envelope? Talk about it.
练习英文的时间到咯，你知道信封的书写方式吗？试着用英文表达信封的书写方式吧。
Do you know how to address an envelope? Talk about it.